Welcome to creating internal power centers. You will experience the profound secrets of internal energy development and mental power. Many masters of these secrets went to their graves without divulging this information. Now, these secrets can be yours. Get ready and prepare for the journey of a lifetime.
Welcome to this audio training program on how to create internal power centers. My name is Al Perhax, and I'm going to be taking you through this instruction set. I'm going to be taking you through all of the information as we go pretty much from A to Z in all the different energy systems, all of the different balancing, telepathy, clairvoyance, precognitive understanding, remote viewing, astral projection, psychic self-defense. We have a whole bunch of interesting concepts that we're going to be talking about in this entire series. It's a brand new series. We're very excited about this information, and we know that once you really start to study it and understand it, you're going to get a great deal of information and usage out of the techniques and strategies that we're putting in place here. Just to let you know a little bit about my background so you know where I'm coming from, I got involved in this type of training years ago kind of as an offshoot to my martial arts training. I got started in external martial arts, and then I gravitated towards the internal martial arts, which is more of the mental side of the martial arts. Got started with Qigong and Qi power training and internal arts, generally speaking. And I started to realize that as my energy was increasing, also my reception and receptivity and sensitivity to many different things started to increase. And it was a direct result of the energy increase. It was a direct result of the meditation practice that I was going through. And so this is where I really started a very big study into really understanding and figuring out how these techniques would work. So that's kind of been my path working with that. Over the years, through working with Scientific Premium Company USA and with some of the other companies that I've been involved with, I've had the great pleasure and the fortunate pleasure of working with a lot of individuals that have a lot of extraordinary abilities and talents. And by getting to know individuals like that, I come to the realization that these skills are unique, but there's more people that have these type of skills than you would think, and that everybody comes in a different type of skill set. Everyone has a different talent that they bring to the table, and I've been able to learn a lot of information, not only from people that have purchased our products, but people that I've spoken to over the phone, people that I've met over the years, extraordinary individuals. So it's good for you to know that the information that we're going to be teaching is not something that we just picked up and we're putting down on an audio tape or audio CD. This is information, techniques, and strategies that we currently use, that I currently use, that our clients currently use and get a great amount of bang for their buck out of. We've got people that have done some really amazing techniques over the years. We've seen videos, we've seen live demonstrations of a lot of the things that we've done and that other people have done. And so, you know, we kind of have an idea of how powerful this is, and now we want you to know it. We also want you to know that as we start to teach this information to you, it is advanced material, but you're going to need to go over the material many, many times. I mean, this is going to take work. This is going to take a lot of effort. To get each skill down, it's going to take some semblance of effort. If you've already trained with some of our other courses, whether it be from the hypnotic influence standpoint or from the Qi power training standpoint, you probably have a little bit of an advantage over most people. But if you haven't, that's fine too, because you can just jump right in to the information and start doing it. The main key to success with this program is going to be putting in the flight time. And what I mean by that is that you actually put in the time to get good at the techniques. This is not magic. It's not something that you're just going to listen to a CD and it's a subliminal CD or anything like that, and all of a sudden you're going to be doing all these miraculous feats. It's not going to happen. You have to put in some time and effort, a lot of meditation time, a lot of study time, and understanding how your body reacts to the different types of stimulus that we're going to put it through. Once you understand that, you're going to begin to realize that this is just like any other type of activity. For instance, if you were building your external body, you'd go to a gym and you'd lift weights, or maybe you'd run, or you'd do some other type of physical activity. Well, this is a similar type of activity. The only difference is we're doing a workout for the internal body. We're doing a workout for the mind. We're teaching you a new skill set. That's really all it is. Even though they are unique concepts, it is a different, unique skill set maybe than what you're used to. Some of you that have already been through this type of training, we can really help you there as well. We can kind of enhance the skills that you already have. Now, here's a good point to make, and that is this, is that we've jam-packed this instruction set with so much information. But if you want to take it to the next level, you need to give us a call on the phone or email us. We need to develop a relationship with those individuals that we're going to take to the next level of training. Reason we do that is because we have trained people over the years that have used these techniques to harm others and to take advantage of other people, and we really want to keep that to a minimum. We know we can't avoid that totally, but we know that by getting in touch with somebody, we can then take them to the next level without worrying about them possibly using it in the wrong way, because these concepts are kind of like a double-edged sword. I mean, they can be used to help people or they can be used to hurt people, and we want to keep that to a minimum. We want to make sure that everybody's getting the advantages and the good side effects and minimizing any of the bad side effects. How you're going to get this information to work for you is really keeping an open mind and having a belief that the information will work for you. Some people will engage in this type of activity, and they may believe it because they've seen somebody do an extraordinary technique or some type of ability, but maybe they don't believe it for themselves. What we want to do is we want to ensure you that with practice and discipline, you can get good at any of these techniques. Now, for some people, they may pick it up faster than others. Everybody is going to have a different skill set. Not everybody fits into a size 40 suit, and so not everybody is going to come into this training with the same type of skill set. And so you may actually be able to do some techniques better than me after a shorter period of time than it took me to get some of the techniques down. It's just the way it is. Same thing in the martial arts, same thing in sports. You're always going to find people that excel in certain areas, and the same thing will be true with you. Some people already come to this training with skills, and they just use this as a way to enhance the skills that they already have. So keep in mind that you want to keep that belief factor extremely high and keep your mind open to the possibilities of what this can offer to you. If you'll do that, I think you're going to find very good results in this type of training.